Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Favor in your eyes, Lord, please hear my heart cry. I'm faithfully waiting to be where you are, across the highest mountain and travel near afar for your glory. I can do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your eyes, Lord, please hear my heart cry.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For God truly is a God that supplies all of our needs. He's a God that looks beyond our faults. And I want to say to you today that in the midst of all of the difficulties that we're going through, sickness has invaded our ranks, has invaded this world, our society. And people, you ought to know that even though it seems as though this is troublesome times, God is a God that has never left us, nor will he forsake us. God, when he wants to get our attention, he has his ways of getting our attention. And I believe that God is truly trying to get our attention to let us know that he's God and he's still in control. And if you look at 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 to 20, you'll see where it says, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Verse 15 says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and swallowed this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou would walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and mine ordinances, then I will establish the throne of the kingdom according as the covenant with David that father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turned away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I shall hallow for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and I will make it a proverb and a byword among all peoples. My brothers and sisters, the plagues that we are encountering, there have been plagues back in the Old Testament, back in the old times. And God, I believe, is seriously trying to get our attention. And you know, when God wants your attention, he don't have to ask you for it. God does what he does. And we can blame what's happening on the president. We can blame what's happening on leaders. We can blame what's happening. But, you know, we all play our part in society. And God is telling us that it is time for us to put him first. It is time for us to come together. It is time for us to love one another and stop all of this hatred. It is time for us to let him direct us and not we directing ourselves. You know, we have taken prayer out of the schools. We have taken prayer out of everything. And I want you to note and understand this. The scientists are here for a reason. Yes. But note this here. It does not matter what they come up with until God sees fit to take this plague away. It will remain. It will remain. And what we should be doing right now is we should be examining ourselves, examining our lives. We should be worshiping him in the midst of what seems to be trouble to us. We should worship him. He said, and then we ought to give him praise. And it says so vividly, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And we must worship God in spirit and in truth. We should worship God in good times as well as bad times. And God, and I know that we go to stores over and over. We go to all of the stores. All of the sanitizer has been bought up. People are just buying stuff out of the stores, and the shelves are empty. But let me tell you something. God has never left you, neither will he forsaken you. And God is the best sanitizer of it all. Do you recall and remember when back in the Old Testament when he says that if the blood wasn't on the doorpost, that the death angel would not pass you by, but if the blood was on the doorpost, the death angel would pass you by. What nothing is better than the blood of Jesus. What can wash away all of my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away the virus that has taken place? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And if you want to look at the true essence of the picture, even our places of worship that we fellowship in is a place where we worship God and we give God the honor, God the glory. And I say to you today that until we start to realizing just who's in control, God is going to continue to magnify himself and let us know that, hey, bro, you, it ain't about you. It's about him. And when he wants you to know, he has his own way of showing you. It's time for brothers and sisters to come together. It's time for preachers to stop hating on one another. Stop being jealous of one another. It's time for us as ministers of the gospel to come together. These are troublesome times, but I want you to know that the God we serve, he is there every step of the way. And you need to ask God right now to come and give a cleansing to Alexandria. Come and give a cleansing to Pineville. Come and give a cleansing to the surrounding areas. And as a matter of fact, we go further than that. Come and give a cleansing to this United States of America, these other countries, because it's going to take him to remove this plague. And I assure you that it is a plague, and it's something that you cannot take lightly. Want to say also to our youngsters, to our young kids, teenagers that think that they have to soak their raw oaks and all of this and all of that. Let me just enlighten your heart that when viruses come and when plagues come, they don't discriminate. And I know we've been told that it affects older people faster than it affects young folk, but let me just tell you this here. It affects everybody. And when it gets into a person, whether you young or old, you have the same effects. You have the same thing that you have to go through. It just does not discriminate. So note this, don't try to use that what the scientists have told you just because you're younger, your immune system, good and dandy. But note one thing, you are not exempt from this virus. And as a matter of fact, you're not exempt from death. It has never discriminated against anybody. I'm so glad that it says in the scripture, on the 24th book of Psalms, which is my favorite passage of scripture, it shows you that it's not owned by man. It's not owned by religious leaders. It's not owned by leaders of these political realms, but it's owned by God, because it says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God owns everything, and he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, wherever he wants, and look, however he wants. Turn to God. God is the answer and the key to all of this. And I'm not saying not obey the doctors. I'm not saying not obey, be submissive to your leaders, what they're telling you. You have to always keep that safety factor. But note that there is one who can take care of it all, and his name is Jesus. I want to say to you, thank you for tuning into this broadcast. Please, I'm asking for your support financially, that you will send all monies to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. And you can make any check.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria.
Stay tuned.
4800 Smith Avenue.
Your love,
gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated.
You can send all donations
to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope
to
four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
God bless you,
and may he keep you, is my prayer.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
nature of our God and the goodness of our God causes us to lift our hands with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratefulness. He's amazing because he saved us. He's amazing because not only did he save us, but he freed us. And then on top of all of that, his love is never failing. He's amazing because his deliverance power is still at work. It's amazing. It's amazing how he frees. It's amazing.
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Oh, I've good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers, baby. Natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
The hurricane death toll continues to rise in the Bahamas, and Philly has another outbreak, E. coli. One-to-one news break is next.